Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Janet B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in North Carolina. Today is Monday, January 19th, 2025. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are on page 13, the fifth paragraph. Today's readers are 12 Steps, Julie G., 12 Traditions, Nancy C., readers of the text, Penny C., Penny E., backup Pete B. Our newcomer greeter is Susan S.H., and our second hour host is Betsy H. The reference number for Sunday, January 18th, meeting is 23,135. That's 23135. Joy preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer, our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. We'll now ask Julie G. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you for your service. Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Pennsylvania. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thanks, Julie. And I will now ask Nancy C. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Janet. Good morning, family. Nancy C., compulsive overeater in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion, and we need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Pass.
Thanks, Nancy. And how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous on page 13, the fifth paragraph that starts, "My friend promised when these things were done," through one paragraph ending, "Were the essential requirements," commenting on that one paragraph. I will now ask Penny C. to begin reading. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Janet. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, my name is Penny C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area. My friend promised that when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. Belief in a power of God plus enough willingness, excuse me, honesty and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. And I need to say that I am so grateful this morning for our OA program, as I just learned that today is the 66th anniversary of the beginning of OA. And how blessed are we? How blessed am I? This paragraph, so much. I zeroed in on the word promised. You know, the book is full of promises, I heard, right from the beginning. My very first meeting, they told me that book is full of promises, but warnings. Promises that if I did what the book told me to do, I would get this new relationship with God. I would get recovery. I would be essentially a new person. But I had to do what the book said to do. And what Abby is promising Bill here is that, yes, the previous three paragraphs, you know, simple, not easy. We're going to be reading that soon. But a price has to be paid. We have to do all the things that it says here. Otherwise, you know, we won't recover. That's the implication. I love the idea that it says I would have a new relationship with my Creator. That for me is the, when people say, you know, what gift did you get from OA that, you know, you most happy with? And it's that I have a power greater than myself I call God, and that God is, I have a whole new conception of what God is. Like a lot of other people, I grew up with the conception that, you know, that God was a judge watching to see if I did anything wrong, and then, boy, I would get punished. And after going through the steps with my step study sponsor, I began to realize that God is my friend. God is as all the titles that this big book gives my higher power. God is my father. And as such, I'm a child of God, which when someone says, you know, what's your favorite title? You know, we all have many titles, and that's my time. And so my favorite title, my most treasured title is that I'm a child of God and I have this wonderful relationship with him, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Penny. And I will now take a list of names. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day so others may share their experience too. So if you shared on Thursday or Friday on any vision meeting, please hold back and let others share. Ready.
Liz from Oregon.
Melissa B.
Jennifer C.
Lynn S.
Nancy P.
Julie P.
Nancy P.
Okay, hold on. This is who I have. I have Lynn from Oregon, Melissa C., Jennifer C., Nancy P., and Lynn S. So I know I missed a few people, so if I missed you, please say your name again.
Robin
P. Lisa B. in South Carolina.
Robin.
Elizabeth D.
Lisa B. Elizabeth D. Is there anyone else? This is who I have. Liz from Oregon, and you'll give us your first initial. Melissa.
Jorita P.
C. Is that Jorita?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Liz, Melissa C., Jennifer C., Nancy P., Lynn S., Pete B., Robin, Lisa B., Elizabeth D., and Jorita P. Did I miss anyone? Okay, Liz, you are up, followed by Melissa. Good morning, Liz.
Hi, this is Liz S. S is in splendiferous, from Portland. And I am a recovered compulsive eater. And I am so glad to be here today. The words that hit me were, I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. That's what I learned from OA. I do cherish and am in awe of a relationship with God. It's a God of my non-understanding, as others have said. But even though I don't understand, I still pray, I still meditate, I still try to listen to my intuition. On a day-to-day basis, whatever that power is, supplies me with these elements of a way of living. And that's amazing. I mean, my parents, God bless them, had an incredible respect for learning and education and being an intellect, all things which I also hold in high regard. However, they completely forgot emotions. They completely forgot them. That was not something that we were allowed to have or encouraged to have or encouraged to understand. And it is in OA that I have learned to have emotions and to sit with them and to pray while I am sitting with the discomfort. Then there are all the steps. And this toolkit gets me through every day. I am so thankful to be here, to have this group as my family, and I am so sorry I missed the birthday party. It sounds like a blast. But I'm not moving to a new house. Maybe I can go to the next birthday party. Anyway, thank you for letting me share, Janet, and I pass.
Thanks, Liz. And now we've got Melissa C., followed by Jennifer C. Good morning, Melissa.
Hey, good morning, Janet. Thanks so much for your service this morning. I'm Alyssa C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm in New York, and happy birthday, OA. really, really grateful to be a part of this program. And, you know, I read this, and I get some really important information. One is that I'm working on establishing and maintaining a new order. Like, I do not live my life in the same order that it was lived in before. I couldn't. I mean, I needed an entire overhaul, not just a new food, you know, plan, but a new way of living my life. And what it really is all about is that I have a new relationship with my creator, right? And there's essential requirements if I want a way of living which is going to answer all my problems. And I know, you know, sometimes people say you don't really have to believe in God, but it actually, I mean, if you're a practitioner of this book, it actually says we do. You know, if I want the essential requirements, it's belief in the power of God, willingness, honesty, and humility. So I actually have to be a believer. I have to get over the obstacles that kept me from believing, because I can't have a relationship with something that I don't believe exists and I don't believe is powerful enough to solve my problem. And I have to believe that God exists, cares, and can do what I cannot. Like, that had to be like my decision before I continued. And then I have to be willing, you know, willing to live very different. I have to do things very differently than I did before. You know, willingness is not, it's really essential. There's a lot, and it's nothing to be dismissive about, you know, because it's drastic, but it's necessary. And then I have to be honest, you know, and I think about what that means about, like, honesty. And we mean, like, you know, in terms of, I can't walk around being dishonest about who I am and living my life in the old way that I did, because when I lived that way, I was trusting and relying on me. You know, I was saying that my plan is the most important plan, and I will manipulate what others know about so that my plan comes to fruition, and I'll do it through misinformation so I get my way. And I can't do that, you know. And then humility, and I think for me, like, that's the game changer. That's where I really lean into God's power. I don't have to be perfect anymore. I can mess up all over the place. You know, my humility means that I have a sincere desire to be better, but I'm honest about who I am so that I can improve. And that's the essential requirement so that I can have recovery. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Melissa. And now we've got Jennifer C. followed by Nancy T. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, good morning, Janet. Thanks for your service. Thanks to everyone for your shares so far. Jennifer C. recovered in South Carolina, no longer destroying myself with food, no longer in the mental obsession that keeps telling me that one more day won't hurt, a little bit more won't hurt, or maybe it will hurt, but it really doesn't matter that much. Recovered from both of those things. Thank you, God, for today. And I look at this paragraph and, you know, I seek, God solves, you know, like, I seek God, he solves my problems. I seek him, he solves. That's the order of things. You know, it tells me on page 62 that first of all, I have to quit playing God. First of all, I have to stop thinking that I know what's best for everybody and stop thinking that I know what I don't know. Because this paragraph tells me that I need to have willingness to do God's will. I need to have honesty in the presence of God. God, know me, show me, grow me, keep changing me, God. And I need to have humility as I relate myself to God. And it also reminds me of page 51, one of my favorite paragraphs in this book, that also tells me the new order of things, that my consciousness of God's presence is the most important fact of my life today, number one. which really does speak to, well, you know, you can do this thing and not believe in God. Okay, maybe you can, but I'm going to go ahead and read the book. Because first of all, I need to believe that God has my back. I need to believe that God is present, that he cares, that he's attentive, that I don't have to figure out my own problems anymore, that I can seek God and God will figure it all out for me, and that he will give me direction step by step by step by step. And I get to be free as I offer myself to do other things besides figure everything out. So thank you, God, that when I fearlessly face the proposition that either God is everything or nothing, right? The order of things is that I have to face that. Everything, nothing. Today I choose everything because it's a beautiful way to live. And I'm so grateful that it's not just about believing in the power of God, but that it does start there. I have to believe in the power of God or else I'm going to go down because I'm powerless, right? But he's got all the power. And then I bring to the table the willingness, thy will be done, the honesty, God, please know me and then show me, and the humility. I'm not God, but thank you that God is good. And with that, I pass.
And now we've got Nancy T. followed by Lynn S. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Janet. Good morning, everybody. Recovered in Western Massachusetts. So I don't know about any relationship with the Creator. I don't care about that. I like data, and I love what it says, the elements of a way of living, which would answer all my problems. So elements, like this is like a spiritual periodic table of elements, right? Instead of, you know, C for carbon and Ni for nickel, they have Hu for humility, Ho for honesty, and Wi for willingness. And even willingness hasn't really done much for me. I had to have pretty much a single-minded focus, ferocity on what I, you know, surrender. And so armed with that, armed with those elements, it tells me that I will get answers to all of my problems. It doesn't, excuse me, it doesn't say that my problems are going to be solved. Answers. Sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is wait and see. You know, sometimes the answer is, you know, develop a stronger back, Nancy P. Don't just whine and complain. And, you know, that's like in between all that, what does it say we have to do? You know, well, it doesn't say it directly, but, you know, work and study are in between. And the mechanisms by which I complete my work and study is to establish and maintain. You know, the work part is the establish part, and the study is the maintain. You know, this new order of things, like this different way of doing things that's going to give me the answers. I've been, you know, trying to do brain surgery with a hacksaw, but what I need is a scalpel and a laser, you know, laser knife, you know, whatever they do brain surgery with. And, you know, since I've changed my mechanisms and since I used my new spiritual periodic table of elements, you know, I've gotten answers that I can live with, and not only live with, but I can embrace them. And, you know, my life today resembles my old life, basically not at all. I live in joy and light, and, you know, I've never been happier. I even, I went to the birthday party a week early to see, I have a cousin that lives out there. I usually go see her for a few days, and we went to see a movie, Song Sung Blue, and it was about Neil Diamond. And at the end, I'm so happy, joyous, and free. At the end of the movie, it was so great. I was dancing, literally dancing in the aisles, and went up to a 78 or 85 year old guy and grabbed his hands and was dancing with them. Everybody was laughing at me, but I didn't care. I just was bubbling over with joy and light. And it had, you know, something to do with the movie. It was very uplifting. But you know, my life is like that today, all the time. And you know, the answers that I get, thank you, the answers that I get, I can embrace today. And it started with one thing and one thing only. Say it with me, surrender, surrender, surrender. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks, Janet.
Thanks, Nancy. And now we have Lynn S. followed by TP. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Janet. Good morning, Vision. My name is Lynn S., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. This image just came to me when I heard the opening share. And I was in some doctor's office for weight loss or something like that. Like I'd gone to see somebody about something to do with my weight. And she looked at me and she said, Lynn, you've got, there's so much more you need help with, not just your weight. And I looked at her, my eyes blazing, blazing in rage. And I said, you take care of my weight and I'll handle everything else. And I stormed out of that office and probably went and gained another 20 pounds just to show her. Now I'm reading this. And when I came into OA, the scales fell from my eyes. And I would enter into a new relationship with my Creator that had the elements of living which answered all my problems. Because when I came in, I was standing in the kitchen eating 2 ounces of, or making my lunch, 2 ounces of cottage cheese because it was Tuesday, chopping up carrot sticks and celery sticks. And the tears rolled down my cheeks. And I said, I cannot eat like this anymore. I cannot live like this anymore. There must be something wrong with me. It can't be that God looked down and said, I want everybody in the world to be happy except for you, Lynn Skilling, and I want you to be entirely miserable. There's something wrong with me. Yes, there was. I was totally cut off from my Creator. I didn't know. And now I've been given the elements of living which answered all my problems. I didn't even want to lose weight anymore. I'd lost weight 100 million times. It didn't make any difference. I just couldn't stop eating. But everything was awful. And now what did I need to have? A belief in God, the power of God, which I'd never had before. Plus enough willingness. I'd never had sincere willingness. I was always uber excited to try the next thing. This is going to be it. This is going to be it. But this was different. Willingness. Honesty. Never been honest a day in my life. I lied when the truth would have set me better. And humility. I knew humiliation. Humility. Yeah, Lynn. You know, that humility. To maintain the order of change, the order of things. I was being gifted a whole new life, and it's been miraculous. That willingness to be honest, humble, and humiliation, these are essential requirements. And you know, my life changed coming into OA, and I was able to hook up to this power. And I was able to get this, to do this. It was the gift of God. It is the gift of God in my life. Amazing. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. And now we have PD followed by Robin. Robin, you'll give me your first initials, your last name when you share. PD, you are up. Good morning.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you for taking the name. I appreciate your service. My name is TP. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm recovered today by God's grace and mercy in Pennsylvania. You know, a lot of times when we're studying this portion of the book, you know, we like to map back to the what Bill goes through in this process to the 12 steps as we practice them today, or as some people practice them today. And you know, the interesting thing is when this is all taking place, it's 1934, and the 12 steps, as they're now practiced by some, didn't come into play until 1939 when Bill Wilson wrote Chapter 5, right? And so, you know, I bring this up for a lot of people who may be just starting to study this or just joining us or rejoining us, right? And you know, what we'll have to understand is, you know, Bill Wilson managed to stay sober. He's talking about what his experience has been without any of the things that many new people are told are the requirements or the program of recovery. Right? He had no sponsor. He had nobody to commit his alcohol to. He had nobody to, he had no 10-step buddy. He had no one to email out his 11-step review. None of that. But managed to stay sober and start a spiritual movement bigger than any movement that's ever occurred in the history of the world. Without any of the things that we tell people, these are the requirements or these are the program of recovery. And we read it every day in Overeaters Anonymous, how it works. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. There's not a step that says get a sponsor. There's not a step that says call in your food and commit your food. There's not a step that says make 3 phone calls a day. No, no. It's saying here that these, the essential requirements are belief in, not belief in God, belief in the power of a God, and enough willingness, honesty, and humility to deal with the new order of things. That's trusting and relying that what's happening in my life is happening for a reason. Everything is either a gift or a lesson. And we may be beneficial starting off with putting some trust and reliance in another human being or a group of drunks or whatever. But that's the beginning, not the end. The end is learning how to trust and rely in the power that does for us, which we cannot do for ourselves, which is remove the merciless obsession to continue to harm ourselves with substances and behaviors that we know are injurious. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks, T. And now we have Robin followed by Lisa B. Good morning, Robin. Robin, please.
Robin P. in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for your service, Janet. I'm Robin P. Very grateful you recovered today. Just so appreciative of the shares. And, you know, I'm so grateful today. You know, I recently celebrated 10 years of abstinence by God's grace. And I came into this program just a ball of resentment and fear and just a very low bottom bulimic. And, you know, the transformation is literally, I'm a walking miracle. And, you know, I only had the God that I was worshiping, which was food. And I didn't have any other relationships in my life. And I was just alone in an apartment in New York City. And, you know, it's just, I look at my life today and I just think, you know, and I use that acronym of honesty, open-mindedness, willingness, how I recover. And, you know, I actually really appreciate continuing to grow spiritually. And, you know, I'm working on a 4-step and again, and a new one. And, you know, and continuing my 10s because I can wake up with a resentment and think I'm right or wake up with, oh, wow, that's a resentment. Oh, that's a fear. You know, my first step usually with a fear or resentment is usually denial. It takes me a minute. And I'm just so grateful that I have a solution today that works. You know, as has been said, it works no matter what. And, you know, I am so happily and gratefully married today. Wow. You know, and I got married later in life, you know, and it's literally another miracle for me. And, you know, my husband and I, we went through a really, really hard time before I came into recovery, and we got divorced, and we both went into recovery during that year, and we got happily married because we got in recovery. And, you know, the first marriage, we spiritually went through the fires. The second marriage, we literally didn't plan this, but we got remarried during the California wildfires of 2018. And we got stuck behind a wall of fire. Our friend's house where we were having our wedding reception burned down to the ground the night before our wedding. Our honeymoon resort burned down to the ground the night before our wedding. And we had our wedding, our reception, and our honeymoon at our church rectory. And I always say, like, the first marriage we spiritually went through the fires, the second marriage we literally went through the fires. But that's like another miracle for me is that I have relationships, and you guys are my family today. And I have relationships in other areas of my life, too. It's all one big miracle. God bless everybody with a really blessed abstinence day, and I pass.
Thanks, Robin. And now, excuse me, we've got Lisa B. followed by Elizabeth D. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you for your service. My name is Lisa B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm calling from South Carolina. And thank you for all the shares and the powerful lead share. In this passage, Bill says that his friend promised him a new relationship with his creator and the elements of a way of living which answered all his problems. And the idea of a new relationship with my creator, it means so much to me, because in the past, and honestly, sometimes still today, my relationship with my creator has felt like a struggle. It's not something that just stays solid on its own. I have to spend time in prayer and meditation. I have to keep doing this work. When I first started working with my sponsor that I met on this meeting, I was scared about this promise because I had so many other problems besides compulsive eating and compulsive overeating, and I could not see how the steps were going to address that. And like Bill, you know, with Ebby, I didn't yet have the experience. I just had someone pointing me to a way of living and asking me to try it. And my sponsor brought me to this passage and encouraged me to have faith that if I did the work, the rest would come. And what I found was that as I kept showing up and eventually began to do the work and enjoy the work, and I didn't wait too long, we went through the work pretty quickly, something new was built inside of me, a structure, something that I could stand on, and I stand on today. That structure really became clear when I got into the steps of 10, 11, and 12 and began connecting with newcomers. It was revealed to me as a result of trying to help others. And today, I still have to pray for willingness, honesty, and humility, and I have to regularly do the work. What I've learned is that through willingness, honesty, and humility, and doing the work, I have been given a life, not without problems, but a way of living that answers them. So even when my relationship with my creator feels like a struggle, I found that keep doing the work with willingness and the honesty and the humility, with God's grace, I'm given a life that holds me. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all of you and listening on this meeting every day. It is such a powerful part of my program. Thank you so much. I pass.
Thanks, Lisa. And now we've got Elizabeth D. followed by Dorvita P. Then I'll tell you all where we are and take a few more names. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you for your service this morning. I'm Elizabeth D. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. love this paragraph. I see it really, it's two sentences, and I see it really in those two parts. The first part, when I read it this morning, my friend, his Ebby, encouraged him and mentioned that he would enter on a new relationship with the creator. And that put me in mind, that and the lead share talking about this being OA's 66th birthday today, put me in mind, first of all, I'm 67 years old. Oh my gosh, OA was, you know, 1 year after I was born, OA was born, and that just amazed me. And then it put me in mind of the woman, God bless her, who pointed me to OA for the first time. It was a psychiatrist. I was struggling with depression and anxiety, and after a breakup of a relationship, I was only 27 years old. And she said, and I told her I had a little problem with my weight. And I told her about what I was eating and what I was doing with food, because I was finally ready to just, my life was just miserable. And she said, well, you might try Overeaters Anonymous. I said, well, what's that? And she said, and I said, why would I do that? She said, because you'll learn the limits of control. Now, when I went there, I mean, I've had a long history in Overeaters Anonymous. I've had 120-pound weight loss, which I'm maintaining now. But I've also had relapse, so it's been a real up and down for me. But all along the way, when I was in Overeaters Anonymous and I was practicing the steps, my life got better and better and better. I had relapses, yes, but my life continued to get better. And so, you know, weight loss for me is just the baseline benefit here. The most important benefit of Overeaters Anonymous for me, and I can only speak about me. I really try very hard not to use the word we when I'm sharing because I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for my own experience about my own faith, is that this has given me what I heard before, which is a structure. It's given me the elements of a way of living that has answered all my problems. This is, for me, a way of life. And I love this line, belief in the power of God. I don't even have to believe in God. I just have to believe in the power of God or the power of whatever it is. If you're an atheist or you're agnostic, you're welcome here. I just need to believe that there's a power greater than myself. And if I have enough honesty, willingness, and humility to establish a new order of things, in other words, use my free will. Thanks. I'll end with this. Use my free will to turn my behaviors and my thinking and my attitude away from controlling other people, things, their thoughts and feelings, toward the God of my understanding. And my life has become filled with joy I never imagined I could have. And I'll pass with that. Thanks, Janet.
Thanks. Thank you, Elizabeth D. And now we've got Dorita P., and then I'll take more names. Good morning, Dorita.
Hi. Thank you, Janet. Thank you for your service. My name is Dorita Pippen, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm really grateful to be here. It's a privilege and honor to be at a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Everybody, do not get this opportunity for whatever reason. And so I'm really grateful I have to be here. Excuse me. Yeah, I like the first part, my friend promised. It just reminds me, I'm in OA by way of EA, Emotions Anonymous, and it just reminds me, when I first came to 12 Steps, they were talking about, I don't know, it seemed like they talked about the fifth step a lot, but it wasn't a lot because we did step each week, but it just seemed like we talked about the fifth step, fourth and fifth steps a lot. And I can remember I wanted to complete my fifth step in order to listen to somebody else's fifth step. I always wanted to help people, even as a little girl. I always wanted to help people, and I knew that in order to help people / sponsor people, I had to have my fifth step done. Well, yes and no. When I came into the program, I was taught that you could sponsor or quote-unquote sponsor or help. If you're at your second meeting, you can welcome the person, the brand new person, and show them the literature table and, you know, point out whatever, you know, bathrooms, whatever. So you can help, you know, your second meeting, you can help. So I'm just really grateful for this program. And it talks about, you know, every promising deal, and reminds me also of the promises. And the promises are not just the ninth step just the 10th step promises, but there are promises throughout the big book. And some people have actually sat down and underlined them or highlighted them or whatever. But there's so many promises in the book. And I'll just close by saying the one promise that I paid attention to, I guess I reiterate, the one promise that I paid attention to was that I would be able to help people once I got something up under my belt. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dorita P. Okay, let me tell you all where we are. We are on page 13, the fifth paragraph. That starts, my friend promised when these things were done, through one paragraph ending, were the essential requirements. So I could take about three or four more names of people who...
Lucy.
Friday.
Vasa.
And would like
Vasa
to share.
Lucy A.
Lucy.
And Michael B.
Lisa B.
Vasa A.
Jen F.
Lucy A. Jen F, and I think there was a Lisa. Okay, so we will go with that. So we've got Vasa O, Lucy A, Jen F, and Lisa. Vasa, you are up. Good morning.
Maybe she didn't.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, everyone. And I am Vasa, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, calling from Port Charlotte, Florida. And thank you, Jenna, for your service and everybody's shares. Yeah, my Abby, my sponsor, whatever we want to call that person that introduced me to the program, 12-stepped me for about 1 week before she took me to my first meeting. And I was just hearing things that I never had heard before. And the most important thing I heard was I needed to find a power greater than myself to help me with the food addiction. And in those days, I didn't thing I needed, you know, I was fine in all other areas. I just needed the help with the food addiction, and I was so grateful to hear this was a spiritual program, not a religious program. If they told me it was a religious program, I would have ran out, because I had my own religion as growing up, and I didn't want to be pulled into somebody else's religion. So I love this because it's a spiritual program. And I loved hearing the promises, you know. And I said, oh my goodness, I'll never get to that place where these promises are. And it is by the grace of God, my higher power, working the program, being in recovery for many, many, many years, and those promises have been coming true for me. And it's a miracle how this program works. But I needed to surrender, and I was really terrified. I didn't know whether this God and my higher power was going to strike me down or raise me. Well, yeah, I made the decision to go in my bathroom after the first meeting, and I closed the door. I didn't want anybody to walk in and find me in the bathroom. I said, my parents are going to tell me, go to church and pray, you know, not in the bathroom. Well, I realized God is everywhere. He is in the bathroom. He is everywhere, my higher power. Once I surrendered to God and asked God to forgive me for all the sins I had committed, it was just amazing. I felt something just lifted off my shoulder. I started experiencing joy, and, you know, I wasn't stricken down. I was raised. And I heard this small voice say to me, it was geared towards me, to something about honesty, forgiveness, and acceptance of myself. And it was just amazing. And this program, it's a gift. It's a gift from me, and it's a gift to all of us if we want to work at it. And I'm just so grateful to be here with every one of you. And I would have never learned what I've learned all these years by myself, you know, or just by studying. I need the fellowship. Thank you for letting me share. And I pass.
Thanks, Vasa. And now we've got Lucy A, followed by Jen F. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Janet. Thank you so much for your service. Lucy A, New York City, compulsive overeater. So I attended my first in-person OA meeting. And what a miracle. I was so overwhelmed with gratitude. First of all, that I could tell Melissa C in person how God has used her so much in my recovery. And I'll take the opportunity to tell Janet the same thing, because your trainings and your recordings, both of you, have been such a huge part of my recovery. So I'm just so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful for the fact that I could be there in person. So gatherings like that, you know, for me and the birthday celebration for OA would have been Lucy in the kitchen. I would have been helping out with the buffet. I would have been...
Lucy, you're muted. Lucy A, you got muted. If you could press star one.
I hear all these sounds, but I don't know. But it was just so great to meet so many people from OA that I had only heard over the phone, that I only knew by name, that I recognized their voices and saw on Zoom, and to be present. It was just a miracle for me. The fact that it was snowing that day was just another miracle. You know, even though the snow might have kept some people from attending, but it was just miraculous to see the beautiful, big, beautiful snowflakes. They were just big, beautiful snowflakes falling on the mountains of upstate New York. So for me, the fact that I could be present and not in the food and not in isolation and doing other things just to plan out my next sneak attack to the buffet or my, there was no buffet. We brought our planned meals. We were all abstinent. We were all present. It was an amazing experience. And I just wanted to share that experience for those that just talked about the OA birthday celebration. I'm just so deeply grateful for what OA has done for my life. These last 2 years that I have been in OA, my mom had breast cancer. My husband was diagnosed a year ago with stage 4 stomach cancer. My mom just had another fall, and she's in rehab right now, and we're making life decisions for when she comes out of rehab. You know, she can't be home alone anymore. But I was able to go for that trip to this celebration and just spend time. The journey there was me and God. 90-minute drive was me and God talking, me and God having just a conversation with God about how grateful I am. And you know, He is leading me to every single day. I just ask Him, where would you have me be? Who would you have me speak with? Use me in the same way that you have used others to bless me. Use me so that I can be that vessel for those people. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you so much, Lucy. And we've got 4 minutes left. So Jen F. and Lisa, if you could each take 2 minutes, that would be great. So good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Jen, and good morning, everyone. Jen F., newly recovered compulsive overeater in New Jersey. And thank you all so much for being part of my journey. I really do treasure this meeting and being part of this group. So what hit me on this is when I see the word willingness, and I remember when I started with my sponsor, feeling like, well, I've been willing in the past and it hasn't worked. So how do I know it's going to work this time? Or how do I know I'm willing enough? I had everything still looking at myself. You know, I was still thinking about how I was going to be able to accomplish what needed to be accomplished. And I remember my sponsor saying that the willingness really needs to kind of be like redirected. It's like she said, if you want what we have and you're willing to go to any lengths, are you willing to go to any lengths? And I said, yes. And it really was in that moment that I realized it wasn't about me having the strength and the willingness, but taking my willingness and putting it in the hand of God. I came in a liar. I came in prideful. You know, all the things that are the exact opposite of this formula. And so when I read this and I think about the relationship that I have now, I had a relationship with the Lord coming in or with God coming in, but I really never submitted this area. And so it took getting the willingness. It took getting the rigorous honesty. My sponsor said right away, you have to be rigorously honest. I put that on my chart every single day, so I made sure I did that. It took the humility and just really surrendering every single day and doing what my sponsor told me to do. I didn't understand why I had to do everything. I didn't understand why service was important, but now here I am on the other side of the 12 steps, as I said, newly recovered, and it's all making sense. And I am walking in that new relationship with my Creator, and I just am so blessed every day. And with that, I'll pass.
Thanks, Jen. And our last share will be Lisa. I believe it was BP. But go ahead. You've got 2 minutes.
Thank you so much. Lisa BT, very grateful compulsive overeater in Ontario, Canada. Thank you, everyone, for being here. I've started this practice based on a recommendation and a 12-step workshop I'm in on just trying out doing the set-aside prayer in my quiet time, as part of my quiet time. And this morning is the second occasion in just a week where I had to get out my big book and look at what we've read, because I thought, I don't remember seeing that, right? And so when I think of how, I think of honest, open-minded, and willing. I think of those three words together. I heard it early when I started program, and so for me, they kind of were just linked in my mind. Okay, honest, open-minded, willing. And this morning, the word is humility, right? There's willingness, honesty, and humility. And it really, wow, it just struck me between the eyes that that has been the thing which has been the hardest for me to address or give up or even see. I am being honest. I am being open-minded, right? I am being willing. It was always I, right? And so I'm extremely, extremely grateful to hear that word humility this morning with such clarity, and to set aside the way I've put the words together before. Okay, that's one way, and it's not a bad way, but I've been opened up this morning to a different understanding, and humility is at the core of it. And I will pass with that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you to everyone who shared. Please join us for a second unrecorded hour of study immediately follow closing. The share ID for today, January 19th, 2025, 7 a.m. Eastern meeting is 23,136. That's 23136. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book, page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny E. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. Penny E., recovered in South Jersey. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.